said, well, give me the bad news first. They said, we found your wife face down in the bayou. She must have drowned in a hurricane. So he says, what could possibly be the good news? They say, we found 12 blue crabs on her. We run her again in the morning. Oh, y'all are too kind. Well, the big cheeks blush when I'm telling my stupid stories. I'll embellish and exaggerate the facts. To your strangers, I'll confide all my sordid memories. I'm telling you something. So I got another stupid story for you. Here we go. I used to live in the beautiful canyon lands of Utah. Yeah, y'all go check that area out. It's amazing. It was a great life, and it's actually where I started writing songs, but that's another whole story. And I got to spend 3 years there. I was a park ranger. You had a lot of time to yourself. It was real solitary, which was good and bad, but mostly good. But on my off days, I would hike a lot. Obviously, that was what there was to do a lot of. And I knew where all these canyons were that were guaranteed to have nobody ever in them. So I started to develop a habit of taking off all my clothes on these hikes. Now, I don't know how to explain it, but it was just exciting, I guess. It just felt nice. I'm not quite sure what was going on in my head, but on one of these hikes, I was hiking in a particular canyon way up to a rock outcrop. So I was sitting on a big rock, just naked out there, and I heard a helicopter pretty far away. I just kept laying there, I closed my eyes, and I kept hearing it get closer. I opened them, and before I had a chance to put on my clothes, it was hovering directly above me. And I could see 4 or 5 people in there just checking me out. It was only about 30 feet away. So they stayed for maybe a minute, and then it took off. That night I remember thinking it was maybe a dream, or I was imagining it, but the next day I went into work, and my boss at lunchtime was taking off, saying he was going up into the helicopter with the IMAX people who had been filming the Canyonlands IMAX movie over the last few days. So of course I figured it out, and apparently there's an IMAX movie floating around with old bare-ass KC in there. I don't know exactly what it's called, I've never seen it, but I think it's a good one. I think there's a part with Nimoy talking about my package up there on the big rock. Well, big cheeks blush when I'm telling my stupid story. Exaggerate all the facts. To your strangers, I'll confide all my sordid memories. I'm telling you some. Yeah, boy.